Okay, I'm sat here with Rohit. We've just been into the field for the day. It's 5:30 and the temperature has just started to die down. It's been a hot day. But Rohit, what do you think of the headlines? What were the headlines of the day?
Well, we were out in two communities today. We got a chance to go about 50 kilometers east of Lusaka to a district called Chongwe. And then we went even further out east along the Great East Road to a hospital, a missionary hospital called St. Luke's, which was in Panchia. And today was UNICEF's Child Health Day. So Child Health Days happens twice a year. And you know, it's an opportunity for mothers to bring their children and get all of the essential immunizations and, you know, deworming drugs.
It's set up around the vitamin A.
Yeah, vitamin A is absolutely a very key aspect of that. So it was really interesting to get an opportunity to see that. What we were really trying to do was get a sense of, you know, any potential learnings from a Kola Life perspective. And so it was interesting to see the number of mothers that had come to these health centers, but also just to see the distances that they were traveling to get to these health centers. I found that amazing. I mean, even on our drive, you know, kilometers and kilometers away from the health center, we were seeing women walking with their children on the side of the street, which was amazing, really. I mean, it's a testament to, you know, human willpower. It was pretty amazing.
Another thing that struck me was the data collection. It was all pretty precise stuff.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
know, you only had to show a little bit of interest in numbers, and a spreadsheet would come out. Well, with, you know, substantial detail on, you know, populations served by different health points,
absolutely.
Percentage of children under five,
yeah,
percentage of children
yeah.
under, number of expectant mothers, the whole thing.
Well, the ministry and you know, their district health centers were doing a lot of work in terms of, you know, capturing, like you're saying, the number of mothers that visit the health centers, so they can start to get an idea of coverage, population coverage, for all of their Child Health Day activities. And, you know, so most of the numbers that we were seeing were, you know, 20% of the population are children under five.
I think it's something like 4%
under one. 4%
under one. Which is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing that struck me, this was a district that, although it was, we travelled a long way, it was a district right adjacent to Lusaka. In fact, I think it may even be in Lusaka province. But anyway, yeah, we were pretty close in Zambian terms to Lusaka. And there were interesting patterns in terms of Coca-Cola distribution.
That's right.
So when you got quite a long way out, past Chongwe town, the retailers there tended to come all the way back into Lusaka to get their Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Mainly, I guess, because they were coming all the way back to Lusaka to get other things.
Other
they might
products.
As well pick
that's
Coca-Cola
exactly.
at the same time.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were saying. And it was interesting. You know, we had a chance to go into the village right beside the hospital, St. Luke's, and had a chance to talk to some of the retailers there, and we saw that Coke gets there. It does get there, but so do other soft drinks, and also to kind of see, you know, the local brands and the local brand penetration into these communities is there as well.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
So when we're exploring these things and looking at scale-up opportunities and looking at, it's really looking at that private sector supply chain and how that penetrates into communities.
Mm-hmm. So, but I think when we get further out, I mean, we won't go to that district for the trial because it is too close to Lusaka.
That's right.
Once you get further out, I think you'll get this is what we saw in Mpika. You know, people outside Mpika, in Mpika district, went to Mpika town to get their supplies, and they would get their Coca-Cola from there as well. I mean, going back to Lusaka would be totally out of the question, given
right.
it's a seven-hour
yeah.
drive. So you wouldn't get the sort of leapfrogging. Because there was a depot in
Chongwe.
Chongwe,
yeah.
That's right. But, you know, a lot of the retailers didn't, who were outside of Chongwe town, went to Lusaka for their supplies. And that depot seemed to serve, you know, a 7 kilometer
radius.
All of the town, and yeah, sort of the close by stores.
And the quantities was really interesting. I mean, he was saying that this was a big crate.
Well, it was basically a shipping container.
A shipping container. Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah. And they, he said two of them every week.
Yeah, two deliveries a week.
Which
yeah.
was that's a lot of coke.
Yeah, that's right. And even when we went to the sort of talked to one of the retailers, and it was a really modest place with a few shops, and we spoke to him about Coca-Cola. I didn't see any evidence of Coca-Cola actually in that shop. They were, you know, normally you see crates lying around, but they weren't in this shop. But he said he got through 3 or 4 crates a week. When he started saying 3 or 4 crates, I thought he was going to say a month.
Yeah.
But he said a week.
For a week.
And now with the new aid pod, I mean, if you needed to, you could get 40 aid pods a week into that shop. I mean, that would be far more, I think, than the demand would. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But just, I mean, that wasn't a very busy area either.
No.
You know, I mean, they'd probably get, I mean, I wouldn't imagine more than, you know, 10 to 20 clients a day.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
You know, and even with that amount of movement, 4 crates every week. That's
a lot of APODs.
That's a lot of APODs.
Okay, right. Well, I think we'll leave it for there for now. We'll do some further digestion overnight, and we'll have another chat in the morning.
Write some stuff up. Absolutely.